So at the third and final day of Republika in Berlin, it has been another storming day full of excellent talks. I had a lovely breakfast this morning in my usual pavement side cafe, which I go to because the breakfast in the hotel is too expensive and my company wouldn't pay it. And yesterday I went along and I stumbled through waving my hands and saying English words. Today I went in with the German translation of freshly pressed orange juice, and the woman gave me the raised fist and salute at my efforts, which I thought was fantastic. Had a lovely breakfast, and yet again, complete strangers sat down with me and we ended up talking. So I ended up talking to a couple of software designers today who are married and who are at the conference and looking into different bits and pieces. I caught up with the talk on 3D printing, which turned out to be very similar to the talk I heard in Glasgow a while ago by Peter Troxler. There's a whole range of 3D printing things going on here. And also on from Lisa Ma about speculative design and some of the strangest communities that are on the internet and why things are changing because of those. Then in the just before lunch, there was a very interesting talk called Me and My Shadow, which was about the shadows that we leave behind in the internet, the tracks that we trail through the internet. And that was really fascinating. There were lots of links to really good websites that we can use to find out where our shadows are being cast. And the website is myshadow.org, and there's also links to tools so that we can clean up things like photographs to stop metadata giving away where we are. There's tons of things there. You can do an audit of your digital shadow, and there's a load of apps that you can use. Then there was a talk about, I've just been talking to a couple who are known as Plan B. They're a married couple, and they have mapped everywhere they go for the last 10 years using GPS data, and representing that both artistically, and they've also worked on sound. That was a fascinating discussion. And then the discussion after that around accuracy, around giving away your data, giving away your details. I missed out the big keynote today from Cory Doctorow, all about internet security and safety. That was a one-hour talk that didn't seem like an hour. It flashed past, lots of cheering, lots of major points put forward about how we should, accepting where we are, given the internet is a connected place and we're all connected to it, we should push for transparency and be aware of who has our data and why, and better still, take control of that data and don't leave it in the hands of the major corporations. So it's been another bursting, amazing, fantastic, interesting day. I've had loads of conversations with people like Stephanie from Daimler, and you notice I now say Daimler instead of Daimler. Daimler talking about their app, about their Move app and Car2Go and car sharing apps. A great chat with Bjorn from Fields.com, F1ELD.com. They've got a fantastic app for finding people that are close to you and sharing interests. Also a great chat with a guy who's wearing Google Glass, which I wasn't expecting to find. A really good day. I'm absolutely shattered, and I don't think it's over yet, because I think there's a big discussion going on downstairs I'm just heading to. So Republika 13 has been amazing. I've never been to an event that's lasted so long and is so consistently high quality, and it's something perhaps unique about where it's being held in Berlin, and the fact that they have had the creativity to put together everything from cyberpunks, IT specialists, social media specialists, political activists, cultural, artistic input, all in the one mix, as well as some really heavyweight, fantastic keynote speakers. I've seen two people in the flesh that I follow. I've followed on Twitter for years at this really, really high quality event. Thank you very much for listening to this. I'm now going to go and join in another discussion. Bye for now.